The kingdom of heaven is at hand for you. In the name of the Father and of the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. These are the words of today's Holy Gospel from St. Luke. And today we celebrate the feast of this evangelist and disciple of Jesus Christ, and also associate with St. Paul. And St. Luke is very different, of course, in his gospel. Subtle differences may not be seen at first as apparent. As we know, we have the three synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and St. John wrote his gospel, but the three synoptics are very similar. But St. Luke emphasized different things. St. Matthew was emphasizing his gospel for the Jewish people to say that Jesus was the Messiah. Mark emphasized his gospel to emphasize the sacred divinity of Jesus Christ. But Mark wanted the people to realize the sacred humanity of Christ and how that Jesus was extending salvation to all peoples. He himself was a very highly educated Gentile. He was a physician, also an artist. And so he appreciated the role that Jesus played in saving souls and extending the kingdom to Gentiles. And of course, he was with St. Paul on his various missions as a helpmate. So we see in St. Luke's gospel a whole different approach, subtle, but it's there, an approach offering salvation to all people. The kingdom of heaven is at hand for all of you. And St. Luke's gospel is a beautiful gospel because it shows us the sacred humanity of Jesus Christ. He alone, of course, tells us about Our Lady and the virgin birth to remind us that Jesus Christ is true man. Also that he is the Messiah, as it were, heralded by St. John, who praised Jesus from the womb of his mother Elizabeth. He also tells us of the various passages of the extending of the kingdom to various people who were not appreciated by the Jews. For example, the sin of Magdalene. He tells us of the great love that she has for souls. He tells us of Zacchaeus, who was a hated tax collector, when Jesus said, "Zacchaeus, I will come and eat in your house today." Also, he tells the story of the lost groat, of the woman who found the lost groat, which in a way would be an allegory for God searching for the lost nations who fell from sin, from the sin of Adam, scattered throughout the world, but now a time for them to be brought into the kingdom of heaven. We see this also in the prodigal son, another allegory of people who have lost the faith and now welcome back, with even extending the sonship to the son, to the prodigal son, and also sealed with the ring on the finger. We see St. Luke telling us this beautiful parable of the Pharisee and the publican, how the publican would not even raise his eyes to heaven. Another thing that's emphasized in the Gospel of Luke are the various times that Jesus prayed. In his sacred humanity, he prayed to his Father at all the very important times of his life when he was approaching some dramatic event and so on. And especially in the Garden of Gethsemane, where he fell down and in a bloody sweat because of the fear that he had of the crucifixion, even asking that the chalice would be passed away. Truly, Jesus Christ was God, but he was also man, and he feared the things that men fear, the terrible suffering and so on. We know also that extending the kingdom to the Gentiles, and also we see that in the Acts of the Apostles, but we also see other stories in the gospel. For example, salvation to the good thief on the cross. "This day thou shalt be with me in paradise." and how Jesus even forgave his persecutors and those who were killing him. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So time after time, we see many, many aspects of the sacred humanity of Jesus welcoming sinners, welcoming other nations. St. Luke alone tells the story of the Good Samaritan who took care of the man who was overcome by robbers. Also, the Samaritan in the story of the 10 lepers, only the Samaritan came back to Jesus to thank him. So all these indications show, and subtly as it were, in St. Luke's Gospel, how the kingdom of God is extended to all nations. Jesus came to save us all, not just the Jews. And of course we see in Luke's Gospel and in the other Gospels, this is one of the reasons why the Jews hated Christ, because he didn't favor them. He spoke to them about how often they had neglected God and how they would kill the prophets and so on. And of course, how they were going to kill him and so forth. So today we rejoice with St. Luke, great evangelist, wonderful teacher, who gives us a gospel for the salvation of all men. All men are to be brought to the kingdom of heaven. This is the same message that Our Lady has at Fatima. She came in these times as an evangelist in a way to remind us that we are made for heaven, not for this world. And she wept over this world and begged us to pray the rosary and stop offending God, because she saw that many of her children would not save their souls. She promised that if men do what I say, many souls will be saved. So let us do what Our Lady asked at Fatima, pray the rosary every day, and also stop offending God. And one of the promises for those who pray the rosary, the Blessed Alan, is that all those who pray the rosary are assured of the salvation, eternal salvation. They will be given the graces necessary to save their souls at the end of their life. This is a promise by Our Lady. So we need to listen to this. And then too, we will all be brought into the kingdom of God. Salvation is open to all, but we must accept it. The offer is there. We must accept it. May the Lord bless you.